Blog Talk Radio.
Game time with Coach Bartley. I'm your host, Anthony Bartley, and welcome to another edition of Game Time. We have an exciting show for you tonight. We're going to have former NFL great running back, Icky Woods, creator of the Icky Shuffle, played for the Cincinnati Bengals for a number of years. And we're just pretty much going to discuss football and a lot, you know, what's transpired in the world of women's football and his take on it. Last week, we also, you know, had a discussion in regards to, you know, how can we decipher what's considered illegal recruiting amongst the two leagues, and, you know, those are probably questions that I'm going to put forward to Coach Woods here and, you know, kind of get his take on it. We've had some exciting things take place within the last few days, one being the addition of Red Bull energy drink to the California Lynx family. If you've checked out our website, you know, we've kind of got take on a new look. You know, we got the cat sitting up at the top of the banner, you know, kind of peeking at you saying, hey, watch out now. And like I said, a host of other partners that we've taken on throughout the course of our building of a championship program. Just to start off, I want to give a shout out to the Central Valley Coyotes from the Arena Football League 2 Division, Finch the Pocket Sports Bar, Grill and Billiards, Motel 6, Powerade, and if you guys ever get a chance, you can actually go onto the Lynx website and click on the MLFA, the Minor League Football Alliance logo that you'll see on your right hand side, and you'll actually get to see the new look for the Minor League Football Alliance, you know, which they are considered our big brothers in football. You know, they host to over 180 teams nationwide and even out of the country. So, you know, Minor League Football is taking a real positive step forward. Hopefully, you know, if they continue to grow, they will more than likely take on the likes of the LCFL, the LaBelle Community Football League. So, I mean, it's a lot that's transpiring in football, and not only for the men's level, but for our level as well. We're looking to do some big things in women's football. Also, I'd like to give a shout-out to USSN-TV, you know, again, for taking us on and giving us the opportunity to showcase a lot of our talent that we have out here on the battlefield. And let's see here. What we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about the Cincinnati Sizzle and what Coach Woods has to offer to women's football. So what I'm going to do here, you guys, is I'm going to put everybody on hold for a quick second while I get Coach Woods on the line. So give me one. And I should have everybody back on.
Hello.
Hey, Coach Woods, how you doing? Coach,
all right, what's up, my brother?
Not too much, man. How are things going in Cincinnati, Ohio?
Oh, man, it's going pretty good down here in Cincinnati, man. Just trying to get my women's season kicked off. Matter of fact, I'm just leaving practice right now.
Oh, hey, got to get the job done. Got to get it done.
Yes, sir.
And just to kind of, you know, fill everybody in again on Coach Woods here, former NFL great. Hopefully we'll get him inducted into the Hall of Fame because he was, you know, one of the great running backs in the game of football. And it's funny because me and my father used to joke around, and he'd always say, well, I taught Inky Woods how to do the Inky Shuffle.
Oh, yeah.
My father comes out with these outlandish stories like he taught Kareem how to do the Sky Hood.
Right. Dude, ain't nothing wrong with that, brother. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I am definitely glad to have you on tonight. And just tell me, what's going on with the Sizzle?
Nothing. We just, like I said, we got started early February. We've been conditioning and weightlifting until the until March. As you know, down here in December, January, and February, it's kind of cold out here, so we can't really get outside and get on the field and get ourselves together. So we've just been conditioning and weightlifting and trying to get stronger and get ready for a great year, we hope. You know, got a nice core of veterans coming back, plus a decent core of new girls coming in wanting to learn the game. So I think it's going to be a fun year.
No, definitely. Now, how long have you guys been in existence?
We've been in existence. This is going into our 6th year.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. Fantastic. And how's your recruiting class coming along?
Recruiting is coming along real well. I think when it's all said and done, we'll have 35 to 40 girls out from all walks of life wanting to learn the game of football. We'll have majority of them will be athletic girls, and then there's some girls who come out that we have to teach them how to play the game. You know, we have some girls that come out and they know a little bit about football, but they don't know a whole lot. And then we got some that come out and can probably teach me a thing or two about the game. So it's a great mix that we have, and the veteran girls help the younger girls. So it's coming along well.
So let me ask you this question, Icky. What made you get into women's football?
Knew that one was coming. Oh, man, I was sitting at home one day, man, and my ex-wife came up and said that she was going to try out for the football team. And, you know, I kind of looked at her and, you know, I said, well, okay then, you know. And she was like, well, what, you ain't got nothing to say? I was like, well, no, you know, go ahead and try out. And, you know, I was like sarcastically saying, well, okay. Yeah, well, if they need a coach, then I'll help coach. And, you know, I was being sarcastic, but she came home and was like, honey, guess what? And I was like, oh, no. I am not going to be coaching no women's team. And she was like, well, you said you would. And I was like, no, I was just messing around. She was like, no, you said you would. And, you know, being a man of my words, I had to eat my sarcasm and, you know, start coaching. But to my belief, you know, to my disbelief, got out there and found out that there is a lot of talented women who can actually play the game of football. So with that, we got out there. We had a few great athletes come out and on our team our first year, and we had fun. It was the only time that I could really tell my wife what to do without her, you know, copping attitude, you know. So it was a nice time.
I would love to be able to do that, but I don't see that ever happening anytime soon.
Right. Ain't now, that the truth?
Now, let me ask you this, because, like I said, I mean, I've played NFL Europe, you know.
Right.
Played overseas in, you know, in Germany. And like I said, you've been there, you know, where I was trying to get to the big show.
Right,
you know,
right.
How can you compare the two? Because I mean,
no, you know what, coach, there really is no comparison, because there's women by nature is a different breed, and you know I don't ever think there could ever be a woman to play in a man's football game, but women playing against other women in a sport that we love makes for a great game, you know. But I don't ever think just because of their body structure. I don't think the women can endure the punishment that a man that's three times her size and three times stronger than her can put on her. So I don't ever think a woman would be able to play in the NFL, not because she's not talented enough. Her body just wouldn't take the pounding.
Okay. No, it's just kind of strange. Like I said, I've talked to several guys who played in the league, and they kind of frown upon women playing football. So
you guys get out. I'll be back.
How do you get being a former NFL player and now owner and coach of your team?
Well, I've never been one to frown on a woman playing football, because I think women in general can just about do anything that they want to do. It was just the fact that did I ever think a woman could play on a field with a bunch of men? No, but women on the field with other women, I tell you what, Coach, that makes for a great game. And like I said, I've been around the game for going on 7 years now, and I enjoy. I enjoy coaching. I enjoy the team camaraderie we have on my women's football team. And when you're a coach, you not only deal with the women on the field, you also deal a lot with them in their personal lives too. So not only are you a coach to a lot of the younger women, you're also a father figure.
There you go.
So it's a fun time, and we try to, every time we step on the field, we try to go out and have fun.
No, I hear you on that. So tell me something. I kind of go back and forth, but like I said, it's, from one professional athlete to the other, what do you enjoy most, playing or coaching?
Coaches, being an athlete, man, you enjoy playing it. You enjoy playing it the most because you know what to do. I don't want to say it's hard to coach somebody to do what you know they should be doing, and no matter how many times you tell them, coach, you got to keep telling them. If you're doing it yourself, it's going to get done. Yeah. So, but that's one thing I try to instill in my ladies is that if I tell you something this week, I do not want to be telling you the same thing next week. We have to improve each week, and in order for us to improve each week, I can't keep going over the same thing that I told you last week, week after week after week. I say at some point you have to get it where I don't have to tell you about it anymore.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, let me ask you this question. Like I said, I go through a lot, especially being out here in California where the market is starting to become oversaturated with women's football.
Right.
I got four, counting myself, we're four teams within a 30-minute radius. Go
fish. Oh, okay.
And how was your transition coming from the NWFA? Coming into the WFA, I know there was a major catastrophe that took place, amongst the management of the NWFA.
Right. Yeah, it was, man. And it was okay, but a lot of the teams who were in the NWFA had a lot of things going on in that league, and for the league to just fold us fold in front of our eyes in the manner that it did, the one thinking that I had is, oh my goodness, I need to get somewhere where my women can play football this year, because that's one thing we didn't want to do. We didn't want to forgo a season and not play any games. We worked too hard to get, our team up and going, not to play games. So the transition for us going from one league to another really wasn't a big transition. All we know is we're going to be playing games this year, and coach, that was the most important thing.
Okay. So what made, so in all honesty, what made you decide to come to the WFA as opposed to the IWFL?
Well, in all honesty, we had a you know, Jeff King had called me, and he had called me even before the MWFA dissolved, and you know, had talked to me about coming to the WFA, and you know, and at that time that he came to me, you know, I told him I was pretty happy with where I was, and you know, him being from Visalia and me being from Fresno, you know, we kind of talked, and he was telling me, well, you know, if anything ever happens over there and you're looking, you know, for somewhere to play, we'd be more than happy to have you. So when this thing jumped off, I gave him a call and, you know, asked, was there still, you know, some room available for us to come over, and, you know, he brought us in with open arms.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. You are old California boy too.
Yeah, right there in Fresno, man. Right there from Fresno.
Born
and raised in Fresno, Cali. Yep.
I ain't mad at you, brother. I ain't mad at you. Now tell me, you're coming into the 2009 season. You're going up against the likes of the Karma, the Force, and the revamped Wildcats.
Right.
No, what's your take on your division? Because I know you guys, I mean, I know the division is competitive.
Right. Well, you know, the Karma, we've got a nice rival going on with them because they're right up the road in Louisville. The West Virginia team, don't know much about them, but you know, anytime you go against Pittsburgh, you know, being here from Cincinnati, you know that old Bengal and Steeler rivalry. You know, it's going to be the sizzle and the force rivalry now. So, you know, we hate anything from Pittsburgh, you know. So we're going to be trying to put it on them in each game, and I'm pretty sure it's vice versa. They're going to be trying to put it to us too. But I think it's going to make for a good rival. We don't hate the people of the team. You know, it's not that type of hatred. It's just, you know, that Cincinnati Pittsburgh type of hatred, you know.
It's all about the spirit of competition.
Right. The spirit of competition, correct.
So now going back to your playing days, I mean, don't you ever miss the game? I mean, don't you ever miss, you know, being able to strap it up? And because I mean, I know I do.
Yeah, coach. Well, you know, I do miss it a little bit, but you know, coach, I've been out since '91, coach. So you know. It's been almost 20 years now that I haven't laced them up. So you know, my first couple of years, coach, I was itching real bad to, you know, try to get them on. And even, you know, 5-6 years down the line, I was still itching. But you know, when it got into the 12th, 13th, 14th year, coach, it was the type of thing where, you know, hey, I got babies coming up, so now they're playing football, so I'll kind of just watch them play and live through them, you know.
So what made you decide to get out of the NFL? So I mean, you were still in your prime.
Well, yeah. Well, the injuries took me away from the game, coach. I had two major knee injury, torn ACL in both my knees. So that kind of took me away from the game. It's just not it wasn't by choice, coach. Believe that.
Yeah, because, I mean, 91, man, I was just coming out of high school and
right,
doing my thing, getting ready for the 92 Olympic trials and stuff.
Okay, okay.
So I'm looking at backs like yourself, and you and several, you know, I favored some of you guys. You know,
right.
Sin, Allen, Craig, you know.
Right.
I'm, being a former running back, I looked up to you guys.
Okay. Well, appreciate that, coach. Appreciate that.
You know, it was heartbreaking for me to see, you know, backs like yourself, you know, no longer in it. I'm like, what's really going on here?
Yeah, well, you know, coach, that NFL life is short-lived anyway. You know, just fortunate enough to get, you know, to get the years that I did get in. But, you know, and I always tell you, you know, the kids who aspire to be football players. I said, you know, playing football is great. You know, there's 100 kids in this room right now, and to be honest with you, you know, 95 of you probably are not going to make it to the NFL. So the most important thing right now is to get an education, because that's something that they could never take away from you.
Exactly.
You know, they can take your football playing away from you. They can take everything else away from you. But one thing they can't take away is a good education. You get yourself a good education, you have something to fall back on.
There you go. Now, what's the atmosphere like, you know, amongst your team, you know, knowing they're playing for, you know, an NFL great, you know? I mean, are they, like, dazzled? Or, you know, they just kind of say, hey, you know what, that's just icky, you know? We'll lay him out too. I mean, what's it like?
Well, you know, the girls who's been on my team for a while, you know, they know me, you know, and it's just Coach Icky, you know, Coach Woods. But the, you know, new girls coming in who, you know, probably heard about me or Googled me or something like that, you know, they come in with a little bit of awe. But the thing about it is they listen. You know, the thing about women is they try to absorb everything you tell them. So, you know, it makes you feel good when you're talking to them and everybody's looking at you trying to absorb that knowledge, you know. And, you know, because when you're coaching, you know, young men or semi-pro men or pro men, you know, they think in mentality because men have been playing ever since they were little boys.
Yeah.
You know, their thinking mentality is they pretty much think they know it all. But when you're dealing with women, you know, they sit there
one.
And grasp it, huh?
I got to applaud you on that one, because you know what?
Yeah.
I coach in the semi-pro level as well. You know,
right.
I coach in the arena level. And, you know, you get all these cats, you know, and they try to out-coach you. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So just shut up and listen for a change. Oh.
Right, exactly, Coach, exactly. See, we don't have to deal with that headache with the women, because the women they listen, because this is their first opportunity to actually play the game, and so they try to absorb everything that they can. And when you're teaching them something, it's really the only thing that they know, because you are the only, you know, figure of you know, stature that they have to cling to when you're explaining things and the way you want it done, why you want it done that way, you know. And once you get that across to them, like we were doing a drill tonight where I wanted, you know, all the ladies to keep their elbows stiff, because we were walking with weights and lifting little weights over our head, trying to get stronger, working the shoulders. And I was telling the ladies that I do not want your arms bent, because it's not working your shoulders when your arms bent, because you don't have any pressure from the weight on your shoulders when you bend your arms.
Exactly.
And, you know, for some reason, I had a couple of them that couldn't understand that, so I had to get, you know, a little boisterous and a little loud. And you know, and Coach, when we first have our first meeting, you know, I sit down with the ladies and I tell them, ladies, this is football.
Mm-hmm.
I say, some things I may say out here, you may take offensive and you may think I'm talking to you personally. I said, I want to assure you that nothing out here is personal. So don't take it personal. I said, what happens on the field stays on the field. Please do not take it home with you. Please do not come back the next day with an attitude or a chip on your shoulder because of something I said yesterday. I said, that's over with. You know, but then, you know, women, they have a tendency to hang on to things a little longer than they should.
Oh, yeah.
So something I said to her, or I may have cussed at her or something like that, she's still lingering on that, you know, 2 weeks down the line. And I have to let them know, honey, you got to let that go. If, you know, like I told you, from jump. This is not personal. I'm not attacking you personally. I'm probably talking at you, but I'm not talking to you personally. And when I'm talking to you, I hope the other people are listening to what I'm telling you so they won't make the same mistake that you're making.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and that's why I got to point it out and, you know, and put you on Front Street, because if I put you on Front Street, that next girl, she going to come up and she ain't going to want to make that mistake because she don't want me to put her on Front Street.
There you go.
So it ain't personal, so please don't take it personal.
Exactly. So. You know, someone online on the chat board asked a question. They want to know, do you find it easier to gain sponsorships because of your name recognition, or are you going through the same troubles as every other team out here?
Well, I think I'm going through the same trouble as every other team out there, but my troubles probably ain't as deep. You know, name recognition does help. Name recognition does get me in the door to at least talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and in anything that you do, you have to W-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
If you win, it makes everything easy.
Exactly.
You know, last year we went 4-4, and that was our best season so far. So sponsorships gets a little more easier when you win in ball games because people like to come out and see a winner, whether no matter what type of sport it is. If you're winning, people will come.
Exactly. No, that's a point very well made. Point very well made. So what's up next? What's coming up next for the Sizzle? I mean,
what's coming up next is our season, Coach. We getting geared up for that. We have a scrimmage game on April the 4th, and we're just working hard to when that day comes. You know our season opened on the 18th for everybody in the WFA. So we're just looking forward to April the 18th to kick it off and have a decent year, hopefully.
Yeah, exactly. So let me ask you this question, because I ask everyone this question. Who do you think is going to win the WFA championship?
Cincinnati Sizzle.
Wrong answer.
I gotta at least put a name in the hat, Coach. You know.
Let you slide. I mean, you've been to a Super Bowl. I haven't. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, Coach. That's what I'm trying. That's everybody's goal in the NFL, in high school, in college. Everybody's goal at the beginning of the season is to win the championship, Coach. You know that. So, and you asking me at the beginning of the year who I think will win the championship, I can't tell you nobody but us, Coach.
I would love to see you across the sideline.
But honestly, yeah, Coach, I think we, you know, if we get, you know, I think I need maybe one or two more superstars. I think we'll have the making of a championship team. But like I said, we're in a new league, the WFA. I don't know much about the other teams, and, you know, especially the West Coast teams. I don't know much about those teams. I don't know much about the teams that are down in Texas. And those teams, the only team that I really know something about, you know, are some of the teams that came from the NWFA that's in the WFA now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are some of the teams that I know something about. But the teams that were already in the WFA, I really don't know anything about. So I can't really, you know, comment on, you know, on who I think is going to win the championship except my team, you know.
Well, someone put on a message board here, California Lynx versus Cincinnati Sizzle 2009 WFA championship game.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about, Coach. Exactly what I'm talking about. But you know what, Coach? Still got a lot of work to do, though, Coach. You know,
exactly.
Still got a lot of work to do before that even comes into fruition or before that's even a possibility, Coach. So, and that's so far down the line, I really don't even think about it. All I think about right now is just, you know, getting my girls ready to play and you know, getting them stronger and faster and ready to hit the field.
Now, let me ask you this question. Between you're in Cincinnati, Cleveland, and then you got Columbus, do you ever get caught up in – does anyone ever sweat you in regards to the quote-unquote illegal recruiting type deal?
Well, no, you know what, Coach, we're so far apart that, you know, because Columbus is like an hour and a half away from Cincinnati, and Cleveland is over 3 hours, so – We don't have that problem that you guys have down there in the L.A. areas, you know, since you got four teams in a general 30 to 40 minutes away from each other. But we do have a team down in Dayton, which is about 40 minutes away from us. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't have a problem with that last year because gas prices were so high. But since gas then went down for I don't know. We hadn't had any of our girls jump ship, so we've been fortunate in that way to keep our girls.
Wow, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, but we don't have that problem you guys have, Coach, because you got so many people in close radius. So, you know, the only next close team to us is Dayton, and that's about 40 minutes away. And then Louisville is an hour and a half. Columbus is an hour and a half. So Indianapolis is an hour and a half. So we really don't have anybody, you know, in our backyard, per se.
Oh, so you lucky, man. I got
four. Yeah. We lucky.
And the sad part about it, they're in the other league.
Oh, they're in the other league as well, huh?
Other league.
Ain't that something?
So imagine what I contend with.
Okay. But now, what league is that? The WIFA or something? The IFWA?
But you know what? I look at it like this. You know, if you put out a quality product, you know, people go right.
You ain't got to worry about nobody going nowhere, Coach. If you take care of your people.
Well, see, my I'm put you like this. My program is solid.
Right.
I don't have a problem with it. I think everyone else is worried about their program.
Right. For sure.
But,
for
you
sure.
know, it is what it is. It is what
and
it is.
And that is the truth, Coach.
But I don't think people really understand the severity, you know, behind all this. So I try to not play the whole bias role and just kind of fill everyone in because a lot of this stuff is definitely it's a need to know.
Right, for sure.
Like if a player, you know, signs a contract and they're playing for one, you're playing in a team with one league, that contract is only going to hold water if they're going to another team within that same league.
That's in your same league, right.
You know, I don't think people, like you said, because people hold that contract thing over these guys, over these players' heads, and I'm like, come on, be real. If you're honest, if you know your product is good, why would you have to manipulate and deceive people?
Right, for sure.
You know, it is what it is.
It is, Coach. Okay, how are you?
But I tell you, it's been a pleasure sitting here chatting with you. Me personally, I would love to chat with you more. You know, especially about your NFL days, man. Cause
right, for sure.
I was trying to get to where you were.
Oh yeah, Coach. It was, you know, it was fun. Something you always dreamed of, man. I was just fortunate enough to make it to the big game in my rookie year, Coach.
Yeah, exactly. But unfortunately, you know, because I'm a Niner fan. So.
Oh, you on that too, huh?
So let me say.
Well, Coach, you know what? I was actually, you know, I was partial to the Niners. Any team in California, I was partial to before I got with the Bengals. So,
yeah.
You know, so I was kind of in awe sitting on my sideline looking across at John Taylor and Joe Montana and Jerry Rice and those guys, because, you know, those were guys I was watching on TV coming up, you know.
No, I feel you on that. I feel you on that. Now, What college did you play? What college did you go to when you played your college?
UNLV.
You went to UNLV.
Yeah, I went to University of Nevada, Las Vegas. I was down there when Jerry Tarr came in and the Running Rebels was going on.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, wasn't John Robinson the head coach then?
No, Harvey Hyde.
Okay, got you.
Yeah, Harvey Hyde coached for a couple of years, and then Wayne Nunley took over.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Robinson came a few years after that.
Yeah, he came a few years after I was gone, yeah.
Wow. Man, this is what I honestly feel, you know, between yourself, John Evans, you know, the owner of the Tiger Cats, I mean, we should really just get all of, you know, former pro football players together and just really do something that'll try to help boost the WSA up even.
Right, for sure, for sure.
I mean, this is something that can be, you know, maybe we can get the NFL involved in it later on down the road. But, I mean, we really need to step up our game.
Oh, that's true. That's true, Coach.
You know, I look at things transitioning, like with Jeff King now, you know, working for USA Football. You know, that's a big step forward.
Right, right.
You know, and so we got players himself, Evan.
Well, you know, I can tell everybody, Coach, we gotta crawl before we walk, Coach.
Crawl before we walk, and exactly.
Yeah.
The thing we can do right now is make sure we put out a quality product.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
But I'm not.
Oh, no, man.
I'm not going to hold you up much longer because I know you got to get on and take care of your business.
Okay, yeah, Coach. Well, I appreciate the show. Good talking to you, man.
It was same here. And like I said, well, I look forward to seeing you across the sidelines in the championship game.
Yes, so, sir. That sounds like a sure enough plan, sir. Sounds like a sure enough plan.
I've already told the world the links will be there.
Oh, yeah.
There's no buts about.
No ifs, ands, buts, or maybes, right, Coach? The link's going to be there, huh? All
we'll
right.
Yeah.
Well, we sure look forward to seeing you, Coach. Where's the championship game going to be at, Coach?
Well, I believe it's out in Florida. I think we're going to have it
out it's out in Florida. Oh, so it's going to be a neutral site then, huh?
Exactly.
So you ain't going to have no advantage out there, Coach. You know, you're going to have to – you're going to have to do some traveling, Coach, to get out there. Now, I'm already halfway there, Coach.
Oh, well, that's okay, though. you know what?
See, we can't go on a couple days. Let the Coach get equipped to that weather. Because, you know, in Florida, around that time our championship game is, boy, you know, it's hot down there.
That's okay. that whole thing. The first thing,
right.
Jump in the Atlantic.
That's what it's about, Coach. That's what it's about. Going to the beach and going to jump in the Atlantic and cool on off.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
It's funny, and real quickly, what made you decide to go with the colors purple and orange?
You know what, Coach? Well, we the Flames, you know, I mean, we the Sizzle, and, you know, Sizzle is sort of like, you know, setting stuff on fire, so, you know, the – and when you look in the fire, you got that gold, orange, and purple up in there. So, you know, so those are our colors.
You know what, Kofi, it's funny. When I played over in NFL Europe, and I was with the Galaxy, and we had the purple and orange.
Right. I remember seeing those colors.
And when one of your former players came down to play for me with the Breakers, Cindy Zimmerly, and she had on that Sizzle Hammer helmet. Those colors just brought back a lot of memories.
Right, right. For
by
sure.
The way, just so you know, I got my dad standing here. Dad, I got former NFL great Icky Woods on the line, the one who you said you taught him how to do the Icky Shuffle.
tell him I also remember him pulling that hamstring when he was demonstrating it.
And he said he also remembered you pulling at your hamstring when you were trying to demonstrate it for him, too. You had to exit the premises on that one.
Oh, yeah.
Man. But, yeah, this is great. This is great. But, again, I enjoy talking with you, Icky. And,
well,
what's the name, Icky?
Huh?
I wanted to ask you that for years.
Oh, man, it's a name I didn't have since I was a year old, man. My birth-given name is actually Elbert, E-L-B-E-R-T, and my grandfather named me, and my mom said she cried when he named me because she wanted to name me Roderick, but my grandfather came in talking about he didn't get to name none of the grandbabies. So he got to name me, and he named me Elbert. And my older brother, he was two, and he couldn't pronounce Elbert, so he used to call me E-E all the time. And my mom said that I kind of looked like this cartoon character whose name resembled Icky. So to make it easier, she started calling me Icky. And it's kind of ironic because me and my brother, my older brother, his name was Cokie and my name was Icky. So we grew up Cokie and Icky. Yeah.
That's cool. Okay. Okay. I can relate to that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
I can definitely late to that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, again, it was a pleasure having you on, man. And,
well, thanks, Coach. I definitely appreciate it, my man.
I would love to get again, hopefully soon, and perhaps get a couple of your players online as well.
Well, sure. That sounds good.
Be back from now.
Okay. Well, sounds good, Coach.
So, again, thank you, Coach Woods. And,
okay.
Have a pleasant evening.
All right, Coach. We have a wonderful evening.
All right.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That was former NFL great Icky Woods, former Cincinnati Bengal, now owner and head coach of the Cincinnati Sizzle, the purple and orange. Yeah, those are some unique colors because you don't see too many teams walking around with purple and orange because, you know, those colors really, I mean, if you think about it, they don't really mesh. You know, they don't bond well, but if you know how to sport it, you can make it look damn good. So, and they actually wearing it well. I gotta give them props on that. They're actually wearing it well. Now, back to what's going on here in women's football. Man, I tell you, a lot has transpired over the last week, and I don't know if anyone. Anyone actually pay attention to the chat boards, but I'm not going to get into much detail. But you know, one of the things that we got to understand in at this level of football is, in order for us to be successful, everybody's got to be on the same page. And what it all boils down to is that we can't be hypocrites about it either. You know, you can't say you're promoting and yet you're discriminating or you're segregating. You know, it sounds like an oxymoron. We have to, you know, really set aside our differences, you know, because this is something that can possibly take off even larger than the WNBA. You know, it can be larger than women's soccer, softball. You know, I don't think some people really, you know, understand the ramifications that can take place, you know, if we all got along and worked together at this. I mean, the sky's the limit. And if you decide you want to limit yourself, you know, one person can really mess it up for the whole bunch. So I hope people that are out there listening and really take into consideration that, you know, women's football, This is not only just a product, but this is something where, you know, little girls, as they get older, you know, they can see that there are alternatives in the professional sports. You know, girls that actually like football but don't really get the opportunity to play, you know, now they see that there's an opportunity, but we as the foundation, the ones who are busting their butts, doing this for free, paying to play, we're the ones who are laying the groundwork. So we have to be the ones who are pioneering and making it to a, and get it to a point where you know, the people with the deep pockets to say, hey, you know what, let's come on in here and let's do this. You know, football is real. Yeah, nothing like what people may see, you know, the Super Bowl halftime show with the lingerie football league. You know, that's a joke. It really is. And I'll tell anyone that, I mean, I'm a man. And, yeah, I mean, all men love to see women in lingerie, whoop-de-doo, yeah, blase, blase. But when you do things like that and you combine it with the sport that I love so dearly, you know, I'm very passionate about it. You know, I take offense to that. And the women who are out here busting their butts, I know they take offense to that as well. You know, it's so much involved. But if you look at it, they're the ones who are making money. So now you got to ask yourself, what are we doing to move forward? You know, what are we going to do to get it to the point where, you know, these women can come out here? I mean, we're talking, you know, the top-notch athletes, because they're out there. Don't get me wrong. They are very much out there. But, you know, they're not going to be tapped into because they don't see a future in this. No, I will not wear any. No, see, stop it, you guys. I will not wear any of. No. You hear me? No. No way. No how. I don't care how much money you offer. No. But as I was saying, we have to set the tone. We have to lay down the foundation. We have to be the ones to where, like, if my baby girl wants to come out here and decide she wants to play football, I want to be able to come out there and play football and knowing that she has a unique opportunity to get out here and possibly earn a living from this, just like we as men do. I mean, look at Icky, for example. I mean, he spent a number of years in the NFL. I mean, basically made a living out of it. You know, my professional career was brief, but I honestly say, even though it was brief, it was well worth it. But when I talk to other NFL guys that I've, you know, played against and I've, you know, coached some, you know, this is America's sport. It has taken over the title that baseball has had for the last, what, 3 or 4 decades. Football has become the number one sport, later for soccer, later for basketball. You know, football is the sport. And what better way to legitimize it by getting you women who are out here busting your butts and making something positive happen. You know, this is just me. These are my thoughts. If anyone has any questions or comments, you're more than welcome to share them with me. Please, by all means. But again, for the most part, this was a wonderful thing, having guys like Icky, you know, who actually, you know, saw that there is an opportunity for women to play this sport. Now, what else is going on here? I've preached enough, so I'm done preaching. Okay, anything. Anybody have any questions? Just to kind of touch bases again on what we got jumping off here, especially within the Lynx organization. And if you guys, if you haven't seen my website lately, please check it out. It's Cal, C-A-L, Lynx, L-Y-N-X, football.info. You know, you can see, again, the tight banner that we got sitting up there, and you can see the slew of partners that we have. And, again, shout out to Red Bull because, you know, they're our newest family member, and I'm pretty amped up right now. I might have to go and buy me some Red Bull just to support the cause. But just to kind of fill everyone in, again, March 28th, if you guys are ever in the Fresno area, Fresno, California, home of Icky Woods, yeah, and other NFL greats like Lorenzo Neal, which I will talk about him here in just a sec. We will be having an exhibition game against one of our exhibition teams, the Ventura Black Widows. We will be playing. This is a prelude to the night's events where the Central Valley Coyotes take on the Stockton Lightning in the AFL 2 season. But the Lynx and the Black Widows, head-to-head, eight-man football, $10 tickets. It is a fundraiser for both programs, so a percentage of the proceeds go to the organization. So we just ask that everyone come and support those who are in the Fresno area. This will be, no doubt, a hard-hitting game. Trust me when I tell you this, it will be a hard-hitting game because I can tell you right now, my girls are bringing it. So when I say that I will be in the championship game, mark my words, I will be in the championship game. Not as a spectator, not as a water boy, but I will be out there with play script in hand, getting ready to win me another championship. Everybody knows I love jewelry, and I got 5 rings already. I need to add more to the collection. You know, I'm trying to get like Red Auerbach, Phil Jackson, you know what I mean? Bill Russell with his 11. You know, I need to get a ring for every finger and every toe. So y'all keep that in mind as y'all try to battle up against the Lynx. Season opens up April 18th, as everyone is aware of. Under the Lynx, we open up in Vegas against the Vegas Showgirls. Now, if you want to talk competition, you know, the Showgirls are a perennial powerhouse. You know, they bring it. And I can honestly say the game against the Showgirls will be a close one. I mean, you heard it from me. It will be a close one. But I know for a fact the Lynx will reign supreme over all. So, as everyone, I'm saying you're hearing it from me. I know it sounds like, coaches, is blah, 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 yeah. But I'm speaking facts, not fiction, not hype, this is not a hypothesis. This is a fact. We will win it all. That game, as I'm being signaled, that game will be a live audio broadcast. Oh, wow. So you guys get to listen to me put it on Vegas. Damn, that's going to be sweet. Oh, and not to mention, the exhibition game is going to be a podcast. That's right. We're going to have it on podcast. So you guys get to listen to that as well because, trust and believe me, I got some heat for everybody, and I will be bringing it, and I will unleash it, and I will not hold back. But you guys get to listen to it full speed ahead, and I hope you guys enjoy it. We will have our games broadcasted on USFN-TV, and if you need the website, you can go to USFNTV.com. We will have our games broadcasted there as well, so you can not only listen to it live, but you can actually see the game in its entirety tape delay on USFNTV.com. I guess we can have our game live too. That would actually be great, BJ. Yeah, let's make our game live. So, again, we would love to have everyone come out and support both the Lynx and the Black Widows because, again, it's going to be one hell of a contest. What else we got jumping off here? In case anybody's wondering, the Lynx, we got our season passes up for sale. Our season passes go for $40. That $40 does include all home playoff games because I will be hosting a home playoff game. So whoever's in the Texas region, be ready to make that trip to California because I don't plan on traveling anywhere except to the championship game. So I hope everybody hears that as well. But we're also giving discounts on our season passes as well. So you can get 25% off concessions. I mean merchandise, 20% off concessions. And we will have merchandise on site, courtesy of K-Pasta Embroidery, which is owned and operated by the family of my one of my defensive assistants. They actually have embroidered the actual Lynx logo. So if anyone ever wants to see the actual embroidery itself, or you can actually just look at the logo and just vision it on a shirt. We will have a new style, and I will actually display it in the next upcoming weeks as we unveil our new uniforms once we get them. So we're looking sweet. We're looking real sweet. We also got wind of car decals. So if anybody wants to purchase car decals, I may actually put something up online as well. As soon as I talk with the people who are making it, they sent me a demo, and I'm gonna tell you, that demo looks sweet. I kid you not. I got them on both front and back window, and when the light hit reflects off of it, you see that scarlet, red, and black, and man, it looks sweet. Now, I'm gonna try to see if I can get some made up, and I'll probably bring them for exhibition game. I will probably, if not, I'll definitely have them by my first home game, which is May 9th. And that's the game I host the Phoenix Prowlers. And let's see here. Besides that, I'd say everything is looking pretty good. I mean, we're looking to continue to add more depth to our roster. So we're going to have another tryout on the 28th of February. And that'll probably end up being our last for the 2009 season. Just for the simple fact that I want to make sure I have people, you know, and get them caught up and conditioned properly and get them to learn the game. The one thing that I do stress is making sure that each and every player that steps on my field knows and understands their position, what they need to do, and the rules of the game. So with that being said, we will get ready to call it a night. Again, I want to thank everybody for those who were listening in tonight, those out in the chat world. Again, we had a wonderful guest in former NFL great Icky Woods. Thanks a lot, BJ and WFB Talk Radio. I mean, this is an absolute pleasure. I have fun doing this every week. Next week's guest will be announced, so just stay tuned, monitor the Lynx website because I will have that up there. And just to kind of give a quick shout-out to everyone, Cozy Sports Bra, I haven't mentioned her in a while, so let me put her back out there in the forefront with her unique products, Spalding, Adidas, Combined Insurance, Douglas, KLG, Wigs, our national sponsor, Gameware, Katie Insurance, who takes care of all our insurance, our big brothers in the MLFA, the Minor League Football Alliance, our newest partners, Mr. Pocket Sports Bar, Motel 6, Powerade, and, of course, Red Bull. And I cannot forget our good friends over in Fresno with the Central Valley Coyotes. So with that being said, I want to wish everyone a pleasant evening. Thanks again for listening. Stay tuned for, again, next week's guest. And I will talk with you next week. And please, everybody, come with a bunch of questions. So, again, California love, baby. Good night.